Welcome to the Sunday, November 24th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today, we're going to be deepening, I hope, our understanding of the logic of rule so that we can get clear on where we want to go and then, therefore, what the transition to it must look like. Because you can't get there if you don't got a goal, right? And that's the point of this show. We are trying here to make the case that the only goal for we the people worthy of the name is to get free. That if we're not getting free, that if it's not about our owning ourselves, then what's the point? Truly. New cast of characters in the say-so seat? I don't think so. That's not good enough for we the people. No, not at all. And I, goodness gracious, stickiness, yucky, yucky. What did I set my poor little script in? I'm gonna have to learn to bring me like a rag or something. All right, today we're going to be talking about, as in previous shows, understanding the logic of rule so that we can get clearer on the transition and begin developing a goal, because otherwise we're rudderless and aimless. Last week we noted that the impetus behind these global processes, dehumanization, privatization, and for the last 2.5 centuries, accumulation is the logic of rule. And that this global privatization, dehumanization process has been proceeding apace for the last few millennia, along with the process of accumulation, marching in lockstep with privatization, dehumanization for the past 2.5 centuries. And we said that the thought cover provided by the pundits, the rendering of these practices into a system, stages of development, or the march of civilization, this conversion of the ignoble reflexes of class into a supposed science, the massaging of Plato's injunctions about keeping the cattle, us, well herded, and no one being without a leader, and ensuring unity in the master class, this conversion of the outcomes of a scarcity mindset, power's mindset of abandonment, into the spruced up notion progress is a Ponzi scheme. And in this case, we could define Ponzi scheme as a con in which you get those from whom you've sucked the wealth to see its glut, its accumulation as somehow benefiting them. To see the progress, quote unquote, from dehumanization, slavery, to privatization, enclosure movement, destroying the commons, to accumulation, which is the massive disparities of wealth on a global scale that we're living with today, to see this somehow as a boon. We have been encouraged to mistake powers. Progress in managing its pursuit of power, because that's all this is. When we get those conversations going, we can unpack that. But we've been encouraged to mistake power's progress in managing its pursuit of power with progress for humanity. Because we work in all day, right? We don't have time to even think. That's the point. That's why we have to start talking about it. That's what I'm encouraging pundits everywhere to admit so that we can get started.